and introductions. If you get these introductions, the sugya will be easier. If you don't get these introductions, we'll be talking about it 10 times over.
Which week
the Moshe Bray come from? He's here, right behind you.
Moshe Bray.
A husband and an aris have a right to be made for the nedarim. This is Dvarim Shutim, what I'm saying now. The aris dies, a father and an aris have a right to be made for the nedarim. Pasha. The aris dies, the father takes over his right. That was something we learned already. Therefore, very important to start to remember, if an aris dies, the father hears the neder, or doesn't hear the neder. But the aris heard the neder, let's say the father heard the neder on Sunday, and the aris dies on Sunday, the father is the sole person who's made for that neder. The aris has no chelik in it, nor can a second aris ever take over. Because the father is the soul of that day. If nothing happens that day, the aris dies on Sunday, and there's no second aris, there's nobody. The aris never heard about it, or did hear about it. We'll talk about that later. The father is there, he hears about it, the aris is gone, the father is made for the neder. He's the sole person who can be made for the neder. He takes over the aris's position. If the aris hears about it, so then the clock starts ticking. And then again, if the aris dies, the father takes over. Pashim Shat, we had that. Father takes over from the aris by himself. The only time that a second aris becomes a player is if the aris heard about it, and on the same day that he died, there was a second aris. If on the same day that he died, there was no second aris, the father is the sole person in charge. There's nobody else that can intervene at any point. The aris died. There's no other aris. We don't wait to see whether she's going to get another aris in the next month. This is Yom Shammai. The Torah said, no aris, father takes over.
Yeah, but the first aris by
I'm saying the rule. I'm not applying to any. We'll talk specific cases.
No, I'm saying, simply put, if he heard it, and then he died.
The father takes over.
Why isn't that Kiyum?
I mean, he died in the middle of the day. He wasn't a Kiyum. Shtika is only Kiyum at the end of the day.
By the time when Shtika came,
he died. What do you want him?
What?
Again, I'm sorry, got my cone. There's no rush. Forget about the rush. It doesn't exist. Don't ask me a question from the rush when we didn't learn it yet.
See, from this Mishnah on Ayin Al Haman Aleph.
It does not say a thing against what I just said.
Really?
Yes. Even if he hears, it's still there is a period where the father has sole rishus.
Until the end of the day. He has a right to be made for till the end of the day. The minute a second aris shows up that day, he now has a partner. On the day that the aris die, I want to make that clear. Once the aris heard the neder, that neder has to be resolved, and the father heard the neder, that neder has to be resolved by Shkia. Because at that point, that is Yom Shammai. The aris heard it, the father heard it, this is the day. There's no room for any other day. If one of them heard it and the other didn't hear it, so one has his Yom Shammai and the other one has his Yom Shammai. But if they both heard about it, this is the day. This is the day they can be made for.
Now,
you can't ask me from any written thing.
Any written?
Only from the Mishnah, not from any rush. I don't want to hear.
You were yourself this morning.
I said, let's not talk about the rush. I asked you 3 times. Please let me teach the rush. That's why I'm asking you. Please let me teach the rush. Don't ask me from a rush.
You were talking about the rush from.
I know rushes. I don't know any rush. Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yes.
Why is it that they don't have both father and the aros until the end of the day to make up their mind?
Because that's what the tyrant said.
Because
that's what the Torah. I didn't write the Torah. The Bnei Shlom Gaviyahu wrote the Torah, and he wrote that Torah that they can either be made for right away, Mekayim right away, or keep quiet. and quiet till the end of the day is being Mekayim. No, I know a Pusik.
Pusik tells us that they can't change their mind. During the day.
The Pusik says either give me Maver. The Pusik does not say a word about changing minds. You don't make up your own things. The Torah writes, you have three options. Maver, Mekayim, keep quiet. At the end of the day, keeping quiet is... That's it. The Torah wrote it. I don't write the Torah. The Rabbeinu Shem did. And that's what he wrote in his rule book. Now, the only time we deal with the second Aris is if he showed up on the same day that the first Aris heard about it. Because if he didn't show up on the first same day that the Aris heard about it, so that at the end of that day, either the father did it by himself, or it's not done if the father heard about it. You can't, the Aris has his day. Once he heard about it, the clock ticks. Skier that night ends the Aris's control. Except if he dies in the middle, dad takes over. Dad takes over that day. Only. No new Aris is a player. A very important thing to remember. No new Aris is a player unless he becomes an Aris on the day that the Aris heard about it. If not, he's not a player. The father's the player. Of the day the Aris died, I should say. If not, he's not a player.
He says that that day, Chris Forrest is not here. And died.
No. He takes over.
Even if the father had computers just alone.
That day, there's still an Aris player.
Even living on here, he's still a player.
Right. But he's not, again, the clock doesn't tick on him unless the first Aris heard about it. Yes. Obviously.
So it would seem to be actually a rather simple situation, albeit unlikely. You've got two guys standing together, one's fiance, she makes a netter, they both hear about it, he drops, the fiance drops dead, she says BDE, 5 minutes later the other guy says, will you marry me? She says yes, and he has until eventide.
Correct. With the father. Correct.
With the father. Absolutely.
Okay. Now let's read the Brisa, and we'll do the rush.
So, do we know anything yet about if...
We don't know anything yet. Only what I told you. Let's erase all our knowledge, and let's only go on what we're going to say now. No preconceived notions. Tanya, Kvasa de Shmuel. Naira, no, I'm not doing the Mishnah. Where in the Mishnah did you see anything not like me? No, I didn't say that. I said, I'm starting from Tanya. You asked me from a rush later on. You want to ask me from a rush in the Mishnah, you can ask me from a rush in the Mishnah. Yeah, ask me from a rush in the Mishnah.
How about from the beginning of
the Gemara? No, at the beginning of the Gemara, all the way till Tanya. Yeah, what do you see there? What do you want to ask him there? Correct. Correct. Because once the Aris heard, you have to ski up. That's what the Rashi says. The Aris heard, so the clock is ticking, so after ski up, there's nothing to do. That's all the Rush said. He didn't say a word that it took more when the guy died. He said it took more at the end of the day. If nobody does anything.
We're not talking about a case that he died. Oh, he's divorced. Does it make a difference?
No, at this point not, no.
He heard at the end of the day it took, right?
Correct, unless somebody's made for it. No, he died. He can't be made for. He divorced her. He can't be made for. If there's a second guy. Well, if there's no second guy, the father does it.
Oh, yeah, that part. So if the father, who says then in that case the father himself?
The strike the Rishos Lav. We we had like two blot of that. Then we had to have
it. Once he comes back in, the second Aris, now...
Now he has a partner. That's what it says. So I think my time to come out to the small. Naira Marasa Aviya Bailam appear in the Dirah. Kaitan. Shama Aviya Baharfala. Father heard and was made for. But his Mikabal is Shmaya Chames. And the husband did not hear until he died. That means if he didn't hear about it, his clock did not start ticking. Didn't start ticking. And therefore, if it didn't start ticking, it's all the father's. It belongs to the father. The father is in charge of the Nedarim. That's what happens. We'll skip the words when it starts to be begun. The father and the second husband is made for Nedarim. Now the father is supposed to do it by himself. So what does that mean? We have to see the rush. And then I skip three words in the middle, or five words. So let's see the rush. Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel. Naira Marasa. Aviya Bailam appear in the Dereh. Ketzat. Shama Aviya Baharfalab. Lehis Begab Lishmaya Chemez. Minasar Sabai Biyayim. Aviya Lekup. Aviya Bailam appear in the Dereh. Behold the Tani Lehis Begab Lishmaya Chemez. Myri. Minasar Salamachar. The boy beyim, I might cut him a little bit. I feel a shama nami. What does it make a difference if he heard or didn't hear? Right. Teretz says, this is the way that Achrayim explained the rush. It's a very difficult rush. Now, what happened? Because the problem is, if the Aris didn't die, it says over here that she became this arsa the next day. So why isn't the father in charge himself? Rush, but this arsa lamachar. Again, the rush says the father didn't hear. The rush is very bothered here. What difference does it make if the husband heard or didn't hear? He died that day. The aris achron joins. Why does it say? But why does it say that he didn't hear? Who cares if he heard or not? What difference in halacha is if the aris heard or the aris didn't hear? The same path. Again. If there's a second aris, what difference does it make if he heard or didn't hear? In both cases, the father and the second aris would be made for the nedarim.
What, the first one didn't hear?
Again, it says, the first one didn't hear. What difference does it make if he heard or he didn't hear? So I'm going to tell you the way that Achrayim explained this rush. Again, had the Aris heard and died that day, and nobody became, the father takes over. Father takes over. Right? So, whether he heard or didn't hear, if he heard, the father takes over. If he didn't hear, the father takes over. There's no difference. If there's a second Aris, the Aris joins the father, if there's a second Aris that day. Whether the Aris heard or didn't hear. There is no difference in halacha, whether the Aris heard or didn't hear. In both cases, the father takes over. He has that day. And if there's a second aris, the second aris joins the father.
Why maybe?
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, if the first aris heard,
yeah,
and let's say passed on,
yeah,
okay,
the father takes over.
Why?
But the Mishnah said that. Nisroikna about, we just had the Mishnah that said Mesa about Nisroikna Rishos Leav. What does that mean?
Yeah, that was even nearer.
Of course. Death is not a kiyum. It's not. There's a lot of static on this phone. Call that the nuclear option. Right.
I'm actually having something close to what's bothering me, which is we established a couple of pages ago that this netter of the Nara who has an Auris and a father, there are two discrete compartments in that netter. That led us to the assumption that if one of them revokes, that it diminishes the netter.
We'll get to that later.
Okay.
We'll talk about Mikvah's Kodesh later.
So we are now talking about something the opposite of that, which is that you have a diffuse co-ownership that as soon as the Auris is dead, it seems to entirely revert to the father.
Which we said earlier, too.
Yeah.
The only time we talked about a weak netter at that point, we'll talk differently now, was when the father was made for his own, and then the Auris died. Is it strong enough to inherit? That was the only time we talked about a weakened netter.
Still
we never talked about a weakened netter till unless one was made for before.
But that concept still stood in that with reference to that situation.
Again, but that same Gemara said that if the Auris died, the father takes over.
So I should have mentioned the question.
Exactly.
You're correct. I'm wrong. So yeah, there are more exceptions slower than that. The question is, which doesn't need to be asked, is this a unitary thing or is this invisible?
Again, well, I think we should leave it for the next piece of tomorrow if we get there someday. Yes.
If the first artist is not here and she gets me, if she gets Kedushin the same day, doesn't the second artist have until years?
The
second day, even the third day.
Again, you're assuming now. No, he doesn't. He didn't hear? Yes. He didn't hear? Yes. If he got Nesaris that day.
Right.
But if he didn't get Nesaris that day, it's all dads. Very important to remember that. Aris and tomorrow can't affect today's netter. If the Aris heard about it. If the Aris didn't hear about it, Aris and tomorrow can't affect today's netter either. Father heard about it. This is Yom Shabbai. There's no partner. He does it himself.
How are you teaching that?
What, the rush? I didn't get to the rush yet. I mean, I didn't get to touch the rush yet. Yes.
Would it be proper to say that the Sreitna doesn't happen right away?
No. Let's not make up new halacha. There's no such halacha.
Is this an opportunity for another artist to come in?
That day.
So that dips.
Only the day that the father, that the husband heard about it, or didn't hear about it, that the father heard about it.
Does this right require an action?
No. No. No.
He doesn't have to be made for right that
day. Yes, he has to be made for that day.
So this right then means if he can.
This right then means it becomes his property. That's all it means.
But he has to do it before another artist comes along.
Again. He has to do it before Shkia.
There's another artist.
That artist becomes a partner.
So it's not yet this right then completely.
Fine, if that's the way you want to word it, you word it that way. It's no different.
The action or...
Okay, so let's start. I hate to do this because I'm just getting off on a tangent, but let me do it for you quickly, if you listen carefully. A girl gets up in the morning. She's not a Muresis. She's a single girl. Makes a netter. She gets Kedushin at 12:30 in the afternoon. Does ours have a right now to part be made for it?
With her property.
Why? The netter was made 4 hours ago.
He has a right to take that with
the father. There's no strike yet. She made the netter the morning before a Kedushin.
Codeman.
She was a single girl.
So that's
Codeman. Okay. I came in the middle of the day. It was the father's right. Terrence, the minute she becomes his side, so he loses his right. So why does the second Kedushin bother you? Why is this right any stronger than it was the morning before a Kedushin?
If he's made
from before Kedushin, then it's Mofer. Right. Yes. Okay, now let's learn the rush inside the very difficult rush. The Achrayim bang their heads over this rush. But we'll read it, and I'll translate it the way they want to translate it. Zog the rush. V'hod it tani v'lehispik abad l'shmayat shemes. Why do I need that? What difference does it make to me whether the Aris heard about it before he died or didn't hear it before he died? If there's a new Aris, he joins, and if there's no new Aris, it's that. Zogt Rashi, my reading is Arsa L'machar. The E by B.I., a Mike Tani Vlo Hispik Abau, a Philoshama Nami. So what they say is as follows. This is the way that Akronim learned the Rush. The Aris didn't hear about it, right? So, right, the father heard about it on Sunday. The Aris is alive and well on Sunday. Very healthy, hale man. And Monday morning, he still didn't hear about it. Now, on Sunday, the father's afara, he did his afara. It's not bufra yet, because Aris is alive and well. And we wait for his yayin shamai. He didn't hear about it. He died on Monday morning. He didn't die the same day the father heard about it. He died on Monday morning. So now, Monday is the day that the Aris's half has to be taken care of. Because the day till he died, Yom Shammai would have been the day he heard. Unfortunately for him, he died. There was never a Yom Shammai, right? But he still had ownership of the netter going into Monday. He was alive. What happens if the father hears on Sunday and the Aris hears on Monday? The father is made for a Sunday and the Aris is made for a Monday. That's the halacha. This is his Yom Shammai, this is his Yom Shammai. There's no Kiyum, nobody was Mekayim. The day they heard, they were Mefer. The problem is the Aris died on Monday. No, makes no difference. The minute he dies, there's two options. Either goes back to dad, even though it's not his Yom Shammai, he's now doing the Aris's half, or he goes to the new Aris. But it doesn't have to be that he died the day the father heard. If the Aris heard about it, so then he better, there has to be a second Aris of that very day. If not, dad is totally in charge. But if the Aris never heard about it, dad is not totally in charge. Because the next morning, the Aris is still alive. So as long as the Arisin happens the day the Aris died, the second Aris is a partner.
What does
Arsa
L'machar mean?
He died, and she was this Arsa L'machar. That's how that Achrayim explained the Rush.
I heard Rebbe said this. I didn't hear what Rebbe said.
That he died, and she got Aris in the next day.
Well, why can't you get Aris in that day?
The Chiddush is, one second. It doesn't make, the Rush is bothered by a question. Why does the bride say the husband never heard? Who cares? What difference does it make if he heard that day or didn't hear that day?
Okay, so the answer is...
Answer is, if he didn't hear that day, and he lives to the next day, and he dies the next day, then she can have Aris in the next day, and the second Aris becomes a partner.
So this Aris L'machar is the second Arisin, not the first.
Exactly.
Oh, no, the first Arisin was still Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, the first Arisin was a month ago.
Okay, I don't want to... Why are we making it good? Also, it's Aris L'machar is when we're on the second Arisin.
Of course.
No, I mean, of course. I mean, I Moshe also thought that.
Yeah.
The Shemiya... The Shemiya was on...
He didn't have... There was no Shemiya.
No, he didn't have to be right. Okay, so then it's Aris L'machar is going on the second Arisin.
Yeah, but it's not the day after he died. If you read the Rush, it sounds like it's the day after the Aris died. It's not. If the Aris died, he's out of picture.
So, but he dies on Monday. But what is it... No, the day after. He didn't hear Sunday. He died on Monday. What's the difference if he heard or didn't hear on Monday?
It makes it, no, that doesn't make a difference. What we're trying to say is, he didn't hear on the same day the father heard. That's all the brides meant.
No difference.
The day he dies is as if he heard. So either the father takes over, or the second Aris takes over. So when the Rosh says this Ayesulamachar and all that, right, and bang their heads, and they say, what do you mean? The father took over the day he died. The answer is he died the next day, and she was this Ayesulamachar. And the reason the Gemara says he didn't hear is because the Gemara meant to say if he heard that day, there is no tomorrow. It doesn't make a difference here or didn't hear. If he died that day, Teretz, he lived to the next day. Therefore, today didn't mean anything as far as his half is concerned. He died the next day, and then the artist, the second artist, can take over that one day.
And if
he would have lived, if he would have died the first day, the father takes over, or the second takes over, but it doesn't make a difference if he heard or didn't hear. The only not hearing makes a difference is if he lives to the next day. So he heard on Sunday. The minute he didn't do anything until Sunday night, it's over. So he says he didn't hear on Sunday. So now he has the day he hears, but he never heard. He died on Monday. So on Monday, either the father comes in or the second Aris comes in.
So what would happen is the father heard that day, and a minute before Shkia, the Aris heard that day.
He has to be made for that minute.
Okay.
He has 1 minute.
And he passed, okay?
In that minute?
Yes.
The father has to be made for, or not, it's Mekuyim.
The father has to be made for him?
Right.
Or may first...
That was a machlokes we tried to have the Rosh brought earlier.
Okay, so, but he has to do hafara, or he doesn't have much time to do hafara.
No, he doesn't. That's what happens when it's a minute before Shkia.
Well, he did hafara already. And then
no, I'm talking about the part of the Aurus, that
then
part.
Then he died.
Again, if he heard about it and died, or didn't hear about it and died, the father takes over. So, pashtus, he has to be remade for.
Problem is, he has to
do the Horus's half. He only did his own half. Again, but the Horus heard.
Yeah. But then it goes back to the father.
But not to his previous. That was a Machlokes. The Rosh brought two sheets about that. We're not going to get involved that now.
So we're back to the
discrete
half.
Okay, we will. And we're going to get there. The problem is, we have to be a doctor. We have to have patience. So I want to read that Rush again. Because if you read the Rush without what I added, it makes zero sense. Zuck the Rush. The Hadik Tani Vlahispik Abal Shmaya Shemes. Myri, that he died the next day, and this Ashulamachar. The Baibayai, if he died that day, I'm Mike Tani Vlahispik Abal, I feel the Shamanami. What difference does it make if he heard or didn't hear? If he's gone, makes no difference.
If he's gone,
either the father takes over or the second husband takes over. What's the difference?
The difference is because if the father didn't get remarried, and the father doesn't do anything for that side.
Well, the father takes over. If he doesn't do anything, he's Mekayim.
Not much time. If you didn't hear, you have tomorrow to do it. You have to until some Aris heard it.
Again,
heard.
Did the Aris die that day?
Yeah.
So that the minute, I don't care what minute or 2 minutes or 5 minutes or 25 minutes, the minute he dies, it's the father's problem, and he has to act before Shkia.
And if he doesn't, then it's
Mekuyim.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes no difference whether the Aris heard or didn't hear.
It's funny, it's Mekuyim, even though the father said
yes,
the paper.
Yes, 100%. Yes. So the problem is, why did it say Nesarsa by B'yayim? I don't need Nesarsa by B'yayim. I need Nesarsa the day of death. I don't need Nesarsa the day the father, the first day. So the Rosh, when Nesarsa by B'yayim, it's a new case. V'lekoya Resha. The husband heard and died. That's the Raya the Shmuel, that the Aris Akron takes over. So according to the Rush, is a new case. He heard.
What can
Pope be on
that he
died?
The same day the Aris died, which is the next day. Why can't that be?
Good, but wonderful, except the Rosh holds that it can't be that way because the Braisa said, by B'yayim is mashma the same day the father heard. I would have done the same thing, but the Rosh is not happy with that. And therefore he says, there's two cases here. The case that the father didn't hear, and then the case that the husband didn't hear, I'm sorry, I take that back. The case that the husband didn't hear, then it makes no difference when the Aris died, but the day he died, you need to have a kedusha for the second Aris to kick in. But it doesn't have to be the same day. He can die a week later, but he never heard about it. The day he dies is the day it either goes to dad or it goes to the second Aris. The Brisa says in his Aris Sabay B'yayim. So the Rush, that's a new case. That's the case that he heard. And if he heard, then the clock started ticking.
The husband never heard for a week, and she made this neder, and the father was made for. It's still in effect at this point. She had to be keeping.
100%. Not move her. Not move her.
So the history of Baal Yishmael watch your maze is not going in a case of getting married. And the history of Baal Yishmael.
So then the day he dies, this is the Aris, second Aris can take over. If there's no second Aris, the dad takes over.
That has nothing to do with Shmuel's halacha.
No, the second one is the part of Shmuel's halacha. Is it really? Well, right, it's the second part that relies to Shmuel, correct.
What are we bringing this down for?
Because it's going on the case of this Aris of Bibiyayim, which is the day, the case that he did hear.
So this, again, this part of his speaking with Lily Shmoa is what shyness that got to do with Shmuel.
It doesn't.
So, we just brought down the Bryce, how to get to Shmuel. That's the first part of that.
From the Bryce,
I know, I'm saying, we're bringing down this Bryce, we should only bring down that part of the Bryce.
Never
I don't understand. I understand the eyes don't get the same answer.
Fine. Dr. Bryce, if I said. Shama baila veheferla. But his big av the shemaya ad shemes. Right. Now, right. So he doesn't have the gersa, the rush. The rush changes the gersa. Let's take a look at the rush. Hachi gersina. Shama avia veheferla. The next rush has a different gears to the Gemara. I have no line. I don't have the same lines as you.
5 months.
Hachi gasina. Shama via the Hafer law. Not what we have in our Gemara that says Shama baila the Hafer law. No. Shama via the Hafer law. But ispik abal lishmaya ad shemes. Abal. Chayzera av a mefer chalkush abal. There's no second aris. The father was mefer. The husband never heard about it and he died. Dad takes over. Dr. Raj, it's the exact same thing we just said. The Resha talked about a second Oris. The Sefer is just saying, Dad takes over. It's not the Girs in our Gemara. It's Shama Abiyah the Hefer law. What's wrong?
I'm looking at the Gemara.
No, don't look at the Gemara.
I don't look at the Gemara.
That's why the Rosh had Hachi Gesinan. Amar Reb Nasan. We're going to learn this whole Gemara with this Gersa. And the Rosh is going to make a whole new shot.
What's the Gersa now? I'm sorry, what changed?
It's not Shama Baila Vahavrala. It's Shama Via Vahavrala. The Hismik Abal Lishmaya Chemez. Chayzerav Omei Vichalka Shabal.
Statements here, right? We edited the first one, we're editing the second one.
Correct.
So, the question says, the first case is two. That's not right. The question says, the first case of the price is we need two cases.
Yeah, that's what the rest said. He edited the two cases.
First one was two cases?
Yeah, the one that he didn't hear that day, and the one that he did hear that day. Amar Abnas, hey, name, Divrei Bishamai. This only works according to Beis Shammai. Alu Beis Hillel Imrim and Yochel LaHafer. Because over here, what happened was, in both the Reisha and the Seifa, the father was mefer before the dad was involved. I'm sorry. the father was made for before the Ares got involved. In both cases, it's Shama via Bahafra law. The second case was also Shama via Bahafra law. If you remember back a number of blad ago, Basil held that once the husband was made, father was made for, he can't take over from the husband. It got weakened. So the whole taking over for a husband can only be if the father hasn't done anything yet. The minute he was made for, he's miklush kalish. He weakened the netter. You can't inherit a weakened netter. And since he was already made for his own half, he can't be made for anything. I did righteous as he can. Zakrim nothing. That's Beishamai talking. Who held, you don't weaken the netter, you cut it. You cut half the netter, but the other half of the netter is still in full strength. Therefore, Zakrim nothing, that price that we just brought, that the father was Mefer, and I don't care what happens afterwards. The husband heard, the husband didn't hear, there's a new Aris, there's no new Aris. It's not inheritable. The father weakened the netter. It's over. The Bryson says it's not over. That's Beishama. Beisil said you weaken it. Therefore, Beishama holds there's no whatever Dr. Schwab's fancy language was. And Beisil holds, yes, there is. You weakened it. And therefore, there's nothing to inherit. But it's only weakened if the father was Mefer. So since both cases, Shama Viva Haframa, he weakened the netter. It's not inheritable, according to Beis Hillel.
I mean, but it really doesn't matter if he would have not made for yet.
Then it's not weakened.
No. If he's not made for yet.
That means it was not weakened yet.
And then he would have waited at the end of the day. He did not do anything. She's requiem, right?
At the end of the day. Right. The guy didn't die at the end of the day.
No, what I'm saying is
I know what you're saying.
Because Mefer, there's a problem here.
Well, it's Mekuyim, there's a bigger problem. If Israel can't be Mefer afterwards.
What I'm saying is that it's...
I have no idea what you're saying. Amar Amnas, please don't take it personally.
I'm confused on this back to the old question. He can be Mefer a strong one, but not a weak one.
He can't inherit weak stuff, yeah. Something that's weakened is not inheritable. There are analogous halakhas throughout Shas. I can start listing, but I'll just confuse you. By Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni that was redeemed, and you bought food, it became Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't redeem it. It's too weak of a Kedusha to be redeemed.
Tomorrow.
What?
Tomorrow.
There are many halachas, and now, it doesn't. I understand what's bothering you. You would think weaker is easier and stronger. It's not inheritable. It's not enough to inherit. Amar Rav Nasan, hey, name the Rabbi Shammai. I'll be so long, remain Yochalav, but my pleading. Bishammai, Savri, the Darm, Nami, Shaniru, Loris, the Sreitel, and Shoslav, Omegas Gaius. That even though the Aris saw it, the father takes over because all he did was cut it in half. Obeisil, Savri, Avia, by Lacham, appeared in the Derel, but like Megas Gaius. It's weakened. And since it's weakened, it's not inheritable. Zok Darash. Amar Rav Nasan, it's on the Amid Aleph. Amar Rav Nasan, hey name divrei Beishamai, koi bein aresha bein aseva. The Beishamai megis gaias chalkai. Benishur chelik habal sholem. The owner's, the husband's chelik is left complete. Loi risha la achrei. To bequeath it to the last one. Beresha in the first case. Ubeseva la avgreda. And in the second case, there is no second husband. Goes to the father. Up in the Dharm Shaniru Laris, the Baha'i Bereshah, the Brisek of the Bereshahs. Right? We're talking about the Aris Sot, according to the case of this Arsa Bay Bayoy. Ubisul Sabri, Abagab the Via Bailach, when the Bailam appeared in the Terrell. Hokalai made for Loy Bereshah, Loy Besefa. Av Luchudei. Mishum the Av Miklish Kolish Chel the Kabal. He weakened it. Therefore, there's nothing to inherit. That's the Rush's first shot in this Gemara.
Yeah, nothing to inherit and.
Nothing can be done.
No, he was made for his part.
That doesn't help.
Nothing can be helped.
And therefore it's Mekuyim.
What happened to the father? I mean the husband.
He doesn't count. The husband died.
He died, he heard?
Makes no difference. or to Beis Hillel. Makes no difference.
A new Aris can't help it.
It's not from the Rashna. He says, Bein Bereish and Bein Beseif. He keeps on stressing that.
And then the father's
Mefer. It's too weak for anybody to take over. The minute the father was Mefer, he weakened the Neder. So if the Aris dies, nothing to do. Father can't take over, Aris can't take over. Nobody can take over. It's too weak. What? Well, what happens when no one is Mefer? What? It's not enough. It's a weak Neder. She won't get Malkus.
Shmiyas Ahav, it doesn't do anything.
No.
Shmiyas Ahav, only
Alfaris Ahav. That is Gerson number one. And today I'm only going to learn the Russia's problems with Gerson number one. I'm not going to learn Gerson number two. We will do that in Gerson tomorrow.
Well, I want to thank Rebbe for reviewing this. I
knew this would happen. I watched it this morning. I said to myself, I wish you would wait. I don't like this Gersa. First of all, the Trehanach Trebabi Lamali. What in the world are we repeating the second case? That the father inherits by himself? In that same rush I was a minute ago. The Lainira. I have no lines. I don't have the same lines as you.
Here. Six lines from the bottom.
Thank you. Same word. I have it 7 lines from the bottom. The Hanukkah Bobby Lomeli. The cases are really repetitious. In one case, we say that the second artist can come in, and in the second case, we say the father takes over. It's not like we need both cases. It's the same idea. Can the father take over? Can anybody take over or not? It's the same machlokes Beisham Beisul, case one, case two. Can anybody take over when the father was Mefer? That's the machlokes. I need two cases for that.
What makes the Aris stronger than the father?
Exactly. Number one. What difference does it make? That's his first problem. Why did the brides have to write two cases when the machloikis isn't one case and it tells you everything? Listen to the words. Like there's a line here that's extra. B'shamay Savri, the Dorim Nami Shiniru Laris, Nisraik Nirushus Lav. Umegis Gaius. Just say, Beshame Zabri, Megas Gaius. What's that first line? And the Mesil Zabri, Avia Bailakam, if you're in the Dura, the Loy Megas Gaius. Just say, he owes Megas Gaius. He owes Loy Megas Gaius. There's an extra line here in the Ahmed Beis in the Gemara. Keep in the Bakal, please give me a Shame Mesil. They're not talking about the rights of the father to take over. In a regular case, they're talking about whether it is enough to take over.
What was that?
It makes it, this braisa is talking an extra line. The Gemara. The Gemara should say, but my pligi, Beshamai Sabri Megas Gaius, and Beshil Sabri Moy Megas Gaius. What is that line that the father can take over the Arises and the Dharam? Beshil doesn't argue the fact that a father can take over. They just hold it. There's nothing to take over here.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
It's all that all it has to say is Megas Gaius.
And I can't take over.
Exactly.
So meaning it's
making it sound like we have a concept here, an argument whether a father can take over. There's no such argument.
Yes, there is.
Only in this case because of Megas Gaius. So all you have to say is Megas Gaius. And like Megas Gaius. You don't have to say taking over. Everybody agrees fathers can take over if there's what to take over. The Machlokes is there what to take over?
There are cases that could take over?
Sure, if he was a Mefer. Number three, and this is the third kasha. The eighth kasha, Shetzarech Lach L'Gbava Achas L'Shtayim. I have to split the first case into two cases. In my Gemara, he says, Bein Alosh Hamash Mekein. We just took that first case, and we made it two cases. One case he didn't hear, one case he did hear, but it's Arsha Bay Bayayim. We don't usually take one case and split it into two.
He did it for a reason.
Yeah, because if not, what do you need B'loy Shama Av? B'loy Shama Bao. If it's a Sarsa by B'yayim, we didn't need that he didn't hear. It wouldn't make a difference. Therefore, he split case number one into two cases. And the Raya wasn't the second case, as you pointed out. That means the Raya wrote one case, which means two cases. Rush says, I don't like that. He has three problems with this Gersa. Number one, his first problem is why did the Braitha need two cases? It's the same Machloikas. Number two is there's no extra line in the Gemara. And number three is you took one case and split it into two cases. Therefore, he's going to learn a whole new shot in this Gemara.
But this new Gersa he had,
Everybody have a wonderful day.